Speaking of coming through the door, Bill, who came through the door today?
Well, it's time to talk about my favorite subject. Central Hudson's here, Joe, who really, Joe, I think at this point you probably could be President Trump's press secretary. You do such a great job.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, Joe is our representative here from Central Hudson, who comes in on a regular basis. And Central Hudson does a lot of great things for our community, supports a lot of organizations.
Yeah, they actually have done a lot here lately. Joe, who'd you bring in with you today?
Yeah, you guys have heard enough from me. So I brought in my good friend Linda. She's kind of in charge of, it's our 125th anniversary. And so for this year, we really wanted to try and reaffirm our commitment to the community. Not that we ever stopped, but sure, that we wanted to really put ourselves back out there again, especially after COVID and everything that happened after that. And Linda has been really the ringleader with this. She's been doing a fantastic job of getting out in the community and making sure that everybody is aware of all the good work we're doing. And she's facilitating a good deal of that great work. So I'll let her talk about it more because this is her baby.
Oh, look at that.
Linda's here.
Hello. How are we doing today?
Great. I heard, I saw a list of some of the things you guys are giving back to the community. It actually looks pretty good. What are some of those things you guys have been up to?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we've been so lucky that we have, you know, almost 1,300 employees, both. Half are with the local 320 in the union, other half are management. And so we've all really come together to do a plethora of things, right? So Joe and I were mulching the playground at Community Family Development in the city of Poughkeepsie, which is a low-income daycare. This weekend, we'll be packing some Thanksgiving food drive boxes with the regional food bank. Most recently, we are also going to be peeling apples for Sparrow's Nest for their Thanksgiving apple pies.
Ooh.
Yeah, we did a coat drive for Duchess Outreach. We've really done a lot of things. I'm really proud of Angels of Light. We partnered with them to do the pediatric gift giving program, which is in 7 hospitals across the Hudson Valley. You mentioned Montefiore St. Luke's earlier. Mm-hmm. We did a monetary donation for them and a newborn, like I would say, necessities drive. We did diapers, wipes, clothes, all that kind of stuff. And we gave them a donation for their infant scale. So it's really been a lot of different things. And something I really wanted to touch on today was most recently you probably saw Joe's news release about community action.
Sure.
Our shareholders donated $55,000 when we realized that SNAP benefits were not going to be beginning November 1st. We obviously all are aware that HEAP is still on pause. Oh, yeah. So the company and the employees really rallied together to think, how can we be that helping hand to the community at really, really uncertain times? You know, we've had a challenging few years with everything, but the uncertainty, I think, really is what's driving people right now. So we were able to come together and we reached out to the community action partnerships in Dutchess, Ulster, Orange County, and Albany County. We did something in Putnam with the recap, Orange County, all that stuff. So to be able to give back where, you know, where food insecurity is such a big, big problem today, you know, for Central Hudson and the employees to get together, it's been really amazing. 125 acts of service has been, you know, it was a big lift. And I think it was a dream at first. And the fact to see that, you know, we're going to hit it and we're there, it's really awesome.
Hey, Joe, I got a question. What was she brought up HEAP? Why is that not out there yet?
It's a result of the government shutdown. So HEAP is federally funded. So when the government was shut down, that funding was put on hold. So now the gears are turning again. But in terms of that funding getting released, it just hasn't happened yet. We're working daily with the state offices that administer it here, the Office of Temporary Disability Assistance. We are hoping it gets back up and running soon. It is the most important assistance program for our most vulnerable customers.
Yep.
And they depend on it. And the other thing that happens with this, and this is important messaging for everybody who's looking for this, is HEAP automatically enrolls you in Central Hudson's bill discount program. And this is something that Linda's familiar with too. She used to work in this department. When you're part of HEAP, you're automatically enrolled in that program. We are working right now to make sure that those who were enrolled in the program last year, we're extending them until they're able to re-enroll in HEAP this year. So they won't see that Central Hudson bill discount program fall off their bill. We're extending it month to month. And, you know, again, we're working with the lawmakers and letting them know how important this is because it's a vital, vital program.
Yeah, I see a lot of your guys out and about and ladies cutting down tree limbs because obviously they're getting ready for the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, tree trimming is the number one way that we improve reliability on the system. And we mentioned this briefly a couple months ago when I was here. We're looking at different ways to do that. We're using AI and predictive analytics to measure growth in areas. So if trees are growing faster, we're addressing those circuits at different time frames. We normally do it every 4 years. And the predictive analytics will also help inform us as to, within those circuits, which trees are at the most danger of falling and causing outages. So on the circuits that we've done it, we've seen an improvement in reliability of about 40%. And it'll make us more efficient so that we're spending those dollars more wisely. We won't need to go back and ask the PSC for more money for more tree trimming measures. So it's really beneficial.
I think you've been on point with it, because I didn't see many problems when we had that nasty wind for the past 3 days.
Yeah.
The power pretty much stayed on through all that.
Yeah, we held up well.
Which is a good sign for going into winter.
The power stayed on, but there were 3 incidents in the Hudson Valley where...
people got killed, right?
One of them, someone got killed, but 3 vehicles were struck by branches that came down.
Yeah.
The power lines obviously weren't involved in those, but, you know, back to HEAP for a second. I mean, the Home Energy Assistance Program... this whole government shutdown was such a joke and disaster. Our position on this was that the members of Congress and the senators should have had their salaries withheld for the 40 plus days that the government was shut down, because that was clearly a political shutdown that affected the most vulnerable populations in this area, in this state, right? And now, finally, as the food nutrition programs come back up, we still have to wait now for federal funding to fully fund the HEAP program, as we're getting into the coldest time of the year. I mean, I think it was 28 degrees this morning when I was coming in.
It's quick. I mean, how fast can this get turned around and get rolling?
We're hoping within a matter of weeks. So they had initially told us that it would be in the first or second week of November. And then they kind of walked back and said, well, it's until further notice, we'll let you know. But we're working with our regulators and our lawmakers locally. We're hoping before the end of November, you know, we're hoping before Thanksgiving or before the end of the month that we'll see that ramp back up and folks can apply.
Are we looking for a heavy snow winter or a heavy or an extremely cold winter? What are they saying?
You know, the forecast... they're saying we get our forecast based on what energy usage is going to be year over year. They're forecasting a slight increase in the amount of usage, which would mean a colder than average winter. It doesn't necessarily mean colder than last year. It just means colder than average. And if you remember last year, January was brutal.
It was really cold.
Cold every day. So
it's been cold lately. I mean, it's been freaking cold. It's like 30 every day.
Yeah.
With the wind. That's the problem.
The wind, yeah.
Yeah, my fireplace was on last night and, you know, keeping things warm. And I can't help but think to myself, what the hell is my Central Hudson bill going to be next time? It is like a surprise.
I cringe when I open it.
It is a surprise. And I'm not trying to beat you up, Joe. I'm just trying to be real here. I asked you last time, at what point is it cheaper for me to put gasoline, that's $2.99 a gallon, into a generator to run my house than to pay the Central Hudson bill for electric? Because we look at our energy use year over year, right? We're using the same amount of energy use and our bill has gone up 30%+, right?
Yep.
So my latest Central Hudson bill is over $500 when just 4 years ago or 5 years ago, we were at $250 a month on the budget plan.
Yep.
So it is doubled, more than doubled now. And my question to you is, where the hell does this end? I mean, this is unsustainable. And again, it's not just Central Hudson.
This is
all of the utility companies are dealing with this delivery cost. That is, I would use this analogy. You buy a product on Amazon for $10 and it costs you $50 to ship it to your house.
Yep.
That's basically the best analogy I can use. And again, I've attributed this
to the
state of New York legislation that goes back to 2019, and people have challenged me on this. You can read this legislation. It's the quote-unquote climate leadership, you know, CLS, what is it again? The
CLCPA.
CLCPA, you can read it. I've talked to our state representatives about this. And when this passed back in 2019, I said, this is going to set us on a course that is going to be unsustainable. And here we are now, 6 years later, where we have unprecedented Central Hudson bills. Where's this going, Joe?
Well, that's one of the things we're working on now, and something that I think we talked about last month, too. When you look at these bill increases, and certainly when you see the name at the top of the bill, it becomes very easy to become upset with that company that sent you that bill. It's incredibly important that we maintain our side of the business. But for every dollar you give Central Hudson, we're in control of about 42 cents of that dollar.
Wow, less than half of it.
58 cents of every dollar you give us either goes to New York State or goes to the third-party suppliers who generate your electricity or give you your natural gas.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
So that what that really means is that we're working with our lawmakers to say, hey, like, let's start really peeling back the onion on some of these mandates that we're funding through the utility bill.
Yeah.
Not to say that they're all bad, but which ones do we really need? You know, one of the ones we're looking at right now is something called the Clean Energy Fund. That's something that goes to fund solar and wind projects, things like that. We, throughout the state right now, and this is something that a low-income advocate, Pulp, an organization, has come out and supported, and we're in support of it too. There's $50 million sitting in the Clean Energy Fund right now that is not allocated to any clean energy projects. We see no reason why we shouldn't peel that money back right now and reallocate it to our low-income customers while they're waiting for
their
heat
benefits
to come through.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and I understand, you know, the discount program and the programs that are necessary for those that are low-income and vulnerable. I have no objection to that. The problem that I see here is now we, as customers, whether we be residential customers or commercial customers, now are required to subsidize those programs at a level that was never previously part of the component of the bill. So now we are, in addition to paying the high rates for ourselves, we are now subsidizing a program that you just said has $50 million in the Green Energy Fund that could be used to subsidize those individuals.
That's right.
It's just the whole thing is off balance, and I'm not blaming you. I will say this. Central Hudson, in addition to the value they provide to our communities, all the properties that Central Hudson has are paying property taxes to the local municipalities, right?
Yeah.
So for the individuals out there that have had this crazy idea to make our electric utilities public entities, I see absolutely no value in trust in handing over these types of operations to government. Because look what's happened since 2019. We've doubled these bills because of the legislation at the state level. And you take my electric bill here in Dutchess County, New York, bring it down to Myrtle Beach, all right? Bring it down to another state, and you're going to see it's going to be dramatically less in other states.
Are you saying that government can't run things?
That's what I'm saying.
To that point, when we talk about that, and you're right, it's $62 million that Central Hudson injects in local property and school taxes. So it's not just the local governments, and which does obviously fund your police departments, your fire departments, things like that. It's school taxes. So you're funding your after school programs, your buses, your transportation. But one of the promises that we're seeing with these folks is that they are going to quote unquote lower your utility bill. But here's the thing: like, you have to buy Central Hudson. Central Hudson costs several billion dollars, and that's going to fall on the back of ratepayers.
Of course.
So not only will it not lower your bill, it will raise your bill from day one.
I don't trust when the government says we're going to lower something, it does not happen. Trust me. And I've been an elected official for 19 years. I could tell you at the local town level, we pay close attention to every single dollar that it costs to pay property taxes from the town perspective because of all the other expenses people have. And I specifically said this during our budget process in our town. We are working extra hard to make that impact even less because we understand people have to pay for Central Hudson that has increased significantly. I mean, I have people on fixed incomes that are senior citizens that have to make a choice between putting food in the refrigerator and paying their electric bill. And I know you have programs for them. And if you want to expand upon that a little bit, because there's folks listening right now that may not be sure how to opt into those programs if they have a relative or if they have a family member or a friend that could qualify for those.
Yeah, what's your websites for that?
So if you go to centralhudson.com and you look at the assistance programs, we have a plethora, right? So Joe mentioned earlier the low income bill discount program, which typically if you are accepted into HEAP, you would automatically get enrolled. So that's what we're working on to make sure that that credit doesn't roll off just because HEAP is on pause right now. Additionally, you know, you could also apply for the low income bill discount program if you don't qualify for HEAP. So if you receive a veteran's pension or a veteran survivor's pension, you are on SNAP, Medicaid, any of those, you can still get that low income bill discount program, which is really helpful because, you know, and getting there, if you can't call or if you have your local DSS social service worker, you know, they have that direct contact at Central Hudson. We have a care unit and that is their entire, you know, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday is assisting the DSS workers. So we have the DSS caseworkers that are working tirelessly, you know, shout out to them to try to make sure that people are getting that additional credit off of their Central Hudson bill. They can also reach out to places like People's Place in Kingston or Dutchess Outreach or Community Action Partnership. Like I said, a lot of these resources in our community are really trying to outline not just food insecurity, but utility assistance, rent assistance programs, clothing for interviews. I mean, everything, right? So Central Hudson is not only just providing a safe and reliable, you know, resource, we're also a community partner. So, and that's what my job is. Regional Affairs Liaison is a fancy way of just saying I'm a bridge between the company and the community. And every, you know, nonprofit in this area really has a strong relationship with us because we want to give that helping hand. So if anyone wants to go on the website, centralhudson.com, payment assistance programs, there's a plethora there that they could look at. They could also ask their local DSS offices for help filling out any kind of paperwork as well.
Since you are the bridge, would you two like to take on a bridge to Jimmy the Goat? Yeah, play him in a little trivia?
Yeah, there's no other option for except yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay. We can do this.
And by the way, let me just say real quick.
Oh, no, I'm so late.
I just want to thank you guys for coming in. And for those that are texting in right now saying I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, read New York State's Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, the CLCPA from 2019, which, by the way, a judge just ruled that New York State is violating their own law. You could read that and you'll understand all my points that I'm making. And look back in 2019 and what your electric and gas bill was and compare it to today.
All right. Well, coming up next, we'll play a little game with Jimmy the Goat. Stay close. It's K104.